Three Indonesian soldiers were sentenced to less than a year in jail Monday over the torture of two men in the restive province of West Papua. Last October, a video showing soldiers torturing the civilians appeared on the internet, sparking international condemnation. The soldiers branded one of the men's genitals with a burning stick and held a knife to the face of the other. One victim later said he was beaten and burned for 3 days. The government promised swift justice and arrested the three, charging them with disobeying orders. One was sentenced to 10 months in jail, one received a 9-month sentence, and the third was sentenced to 8 months. Elaine Pearson is the deputy director for the Asian Division of Human Rights Watch.
Well, I think the outcome is extremely disappointing. I mean, this is a case where, you know, the men involved supposedly were tortured for a period of 3 days. And then what we see is basically the soldiers are just being slapped on the wrist. I mean, the charges don't even reflect the serious nature of the allegations. They've been tried for disobeying orders rather than the more serious offence of torture.
Harry Priyanta, the military spokesman in Papua, said there was not enough evidence to charge the soldiers with torture.
He says the prosecutors sought half the maximum sentence for the charges. The soldiers were likely to be able to return to their posts after serving their jail terms.
Indonesia has fought a low-level separatist insurgency in West Papua for decades. The United States last year resumed training with the Indonesian military special forces unit, Kopassus, after a 12-year moratorium. The US military had broken ties with the units because of its human rights abuses. Australia resumed training with Kopassus in 2005.
If they're really serious about, you know, providing training that ensures that Indonesian security forces are professional and are rights respecting, then really they also have to speak out and say that this military tribunal was not sufficient.
The United States has said it is monitoring the case. Despite the Papua case, many governments and rights groups say Indonesia has made progress in ending rights abuses since autocratic leader Suharto was forced out of office in 1998. Since then, Indonesia has become a democracy. I'm Angela Divan for VOA News in Jakarta.